Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, humans. Welcome to the God Pod. This is God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to restore order to the multiverse. Today on the God Pod, the Easter Bunny is going to call in and talk to Jesus. How about that, Jesus? Are you excited?
No, I am not. I'm annoyed at what she had to say on that episode that she was on. This is going to get dirty, I think. I'm sorry,
okay.
but dark side might come out.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just breathe.
Like
Jesus.
Dirty. That's fine.
All right, we'll see what happens there. We're going to discuss some of the latest in the Me Damn news, and we'll see what else happens today on the God Pod. I'm here with Jesus and the Holy Spirit and Moses.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. How is your
God,
going?
I'm also here.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Oh, I forgot.
Oh,
Satan. Oh,
that,
how could I
you
forget
know, that
Satan?
Hurts. That just really hurts.
That was totally unintentional. Everyone been vaccinated yet?
Halfway.
Yes, halfway.
Fully, baby.
Me and Moses got vaccinated live on air.
Right.
Oh, we have the Easter Bunny is calling in.
Whoa. Hi.
Oh.
Yes. Hi.
Hey, Easter Bunny.
Hi, God.
Thanks for joining us again today.
Good to see you, God. Good to see you. I couldn't say that about everybody here.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Seems pointed.
Hey, Easter Bunny. Good to see you.
Great to see you. Great to meet you, Easter Bunny.
Hi, sweeties. Hi, everyone. Hi. Hello, hi. Jesus.
Hello, Bunny.
Wow.
Whoa. He doesn't even say Easter. He just calls her
the whole name.
Bunny.
Just Bunny.
I can think of another B word I want to call her, but I'll be nice. I'll be nice for now.
Bouncy.
Rabbit.
Listen, I came here, Jesus, because of a lot of the name calling you've been doing, right? Okay.
I've been name calling. I heard what you had to say on the podcast. You come here, you make your premiere appearance on the God Pod, a show I've been a part of for years. And you start trash talking me?
Wow.
Jesus, you have called me a corporate rodent. You have called me the Jeff Bezos of chocolate. Okay? You said I only care about profits when anyone who knows me that I also care about people when those people are shareholders, investors, profit boosters, investors, shareholders. Okay.
Is that admirable? I don't think that's very admirable.
They are people too, Jesus.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You sound like Satan now.
Hey.
God, I mean, you really can't like what she stands for.
I agree. Corporations are not people. I'm on your side, Jesus, in this.
Okay.
You know, I talked to you the other day, Easter Bunny, and, you know, thank you for your time. It was quite insightful and interesting what you're doing there. You have your new Easter app for the kids. But it seems like Easter Bunny is a shill for Big Chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, here's my problem, Bunny. You stole the meaning of Easter.
Wow.
You use it for profit now. Easter was my thing. That's a big day for me. I died at God's direction, by the way, for everybody's sins so they can all be forgiven. And now you're bunny washing Easter. Like, what I went through didn't happen.
Wow.
Okay. First of all, words like meaning and Easter, they're all subjective, okay? Okay. And also, our paid focus groups told us they love that Easter is about chocolate and eggs. And the bottom line is, you're just bitter that you didn't make Easter into the hot, exclusive, Instagram-worthy, hashtaggable holiday that I made it. Hashtag get out of your shell.
Oh,
she's
my.
Got you there, Jesus.
I mean, look, yes, I admit that people like Easter the way that you've set it up, but I don't like that people are forgetting that I made a huge sacrifice that day.
Like, literally, sacrifice.
Yeah, I sacrificed literally everything, and now people forget about that, and they just focus on what chocolate they can get that day. Now, look, I'm somewhat reasonable. You can dumb down Easter for the kids. I get that. They don't need to see me hanging on the cross and bleeding. That's fine. But for everybody else, you seem to be wanting to expand your market into adults, too. And that's where I draw the line. Once you turn, I don't know, 16, you should be learning the truth about Easter so I'm not forgotten.
Yeah, yeah. Easter's not about chocolate. Wow. It's about blood.
Jesus.
Exactly.
Does somebody have a mic they can drop? That was fantastic.
Oh, thank. I mean, it's just coming from the heart. It's coming from the heart. This is really important to me.
It's not our fault that the projected numbers show that people between the ages of 16 and 83 are interested in being part of this storytelling.
Okay? I get that that's a key demo for you. And I mean, we see it all the time in television, but I can't stand for this. I'm putting my feet down once I'm lowered from the cross.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm stomping my feet down. Oh. And I'm thumping my feet down. And I'm tying my ears up in a high pony because I'm coming for you.
I've got some hair. I can tie it up in a pony as well.
It's hot. I am turned on right now and I'm not even going to lie about
by
that.
By who?
Gosh, there is something going on.
I've never seen two people with ponytails this mad before.
I hope somebody snapped somebody else's neck during this, because that's going to be hot.
You know what, Jesus? I've got a basket of carrots, and I know how to use them as nunchucks.
I've got some nails that went through my hands that I can send back your way. So back off, okay? Listen, I'm going to say this once. I'm already, you know, we got off on a bad foot because of all the trash talking that's been going on. I'm going to say this once and not again. Do not cross me. Do not cross me. You don't want to know. I've been working out with God. It's going to go very badly for you.
Yeah. He's looking swole.
You are lucky that this is a Zoom call right now, because things would be getting ugly very quick. I would not need to make water into wine. I'd be creating some red juice another way. Let me just put it that way.
Damn.
Hey, Jesus.
What?
Let's take this conversation off the digital space and let's meet in person. Hey, Marcus, hold my coals and put the macchiato in the microwave. I'm going to see Jesus.
Let's go. Where do you want to meet?
Let's meet in the middle. Is that somewhere in the middle?
The middle's fine.
I don't have a lot of time. Maybe I only have 30, 40 minutes to get.
No, that's cool. I always appreciate when somebody wants to meet in the middle. I hate when they, you come to me. I don't want to come
to you. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want you to come to me, come to you. Yeah, let's do somewhere in the middle.
Wow. Okay. That was intense. I am fully turned on. And wow. I can't wait to see this. This is battle of the century. Battle of the millennia.
I'm feeling pretty confident, God. I got this. Don't worry.
Do we have a cage? Can we make this a cage match?
Should
we start selling tickets for this Spring Slam event?
I have never heard Jesus this angry before.
Yeah, in the entire time that we've been doing the God Pod.
I refuse to be bunny washed. I'm not going to be replaced by a bunny and her baskets and some stupid eggs that the kids color in.
Wow.
It's Christ appropriation. I agree with you.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, this is the coolest you've ever been to me. I'm seeing you in a whole new light and I love it.
That was not my intention, but all right.
Why don't you come down to hell for, a couple days and show you around.
If you can help me defeat the bunny, I'm down for that.
Whoa.
Okay, that's what you need. I could help, I guess.
Will the Easter Bunny kill Jesus, or will Jesus fend off this vicious bunny? Listen to the thrilling conclusion of this episode only on the God Pod Patreon at patreon.com/thegodpod. All right, it's time for the Me Damn News. And joining us for the Me Damn News all of a sudden for some reason is Death. Welcome, Death.
Hi.
Hi, Death.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey.
Such a joy to hear your voice, I'm telling you.
Such a wonderful, just cheerful presence, Death.
Oh.
Death, I'm going to have somebody new for you later in today's episode.
Oh.
What do you mean? Shit. What?
You'll find out.
Jesus. Oh. Wow. Okay. Let's get started with the news. Holy Spirit, can you read us this first headline?
Sure. Representative Matt Gaetz is under federal investigation for having sex with a minor. That was a delight to read.
Yeah. Who could have seen that coming?
Who could have seen that coming? Oh, no.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, shit.
Oh, no, God. Mm. I feel like we're all very horny still from what happened earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It was a lot.
And pandemic buildup, too. So.
Let me get it together. So the alleged incident involves Gaetz having a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl and paying for her travel, the New York Times first reported.
Wow.
Did y'all know he was engaged?
Yeah.
No.
He got engaged.
I guess that got called off, huh? Oh, he's engaged now. He is engaged.
Yeah.
To Ginger Lucky.
What a name.
Okay.
Sounds like a leprechaun.
Has anyone been able to make heads or tails of this story, though, the way he is explaining it? It's very complicated. And
what was his explanation, Jesus?
I can't even begin to explain it to you. He's claiming he's being set up. And mm-hmm.
It's all a deep state op, right?
Yeah, and his dad was wearing a mic. So I was like, wait, so your dad can be trusted or he can't be trusted? Why
well,
is he wearing
the
a
thing.
Mic?
Because they started out by saying it was a political hit job, when actually this began under the Trump administration when Barr was attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when the investigation begins. So he kind of dropped that whole political thing. And now he's talking about how people are trying to smear him and his dad wore a wire and they should listen to those tapes. And nobody's really paying attention to that. He's just grabbing it just whatever he can and throwing it out there.
Yeah, and I see that five-head Matt Gaetz said Tuesday morning he was interested in leaving Congress to join Newsmax.
Yeah,
is that right?
Was before this came out, right before. Everybody was like, what is he doing? He was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to be around. I'm going to go to Newsmax. And then all of a sudden, this story came out. So,
and he's called five-head because it's like he has five heads, right? He's just got the biggest fucking head on the planet.
He does.
But
one of the best parts about this
I like to explain my jokes.
He quit. So then the news broke. He quickly runs over to Fox News. Tucker, yeah. Help me. Let me do a tell-all on Fox News. You know, Tucker's like, okay. And then Tucker threw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Right, Moses?
Yeah.
Can we get some bus sound effects to mix in when you play this?
Yeah, he went on there to Tucker and just started, chatting about, you know, everything that's going on, and it's a political and he's getting set up and all this kind of stuff. And then I don't know if you have the clip set up where he brought Tucker into the whole thing.
Again, I only know what I've read in the New York Times. I can say that actually you and I went to dinner about 2 years ago. Your wife was there and I brought a friend of mine. You'll remember her. And she was actually threatened by the FBI, told that if she wouldn't cop to the fact that somehow I was involved in some pay-for-play scheme, that she could face trouble. And so I do believe that there are people at the Department of Justice who are trying to smear me.
Tucker has his classic dumbfounded face on.
Yeah.
Remember that,
does
Tucker?
He ever have
remember?
Any other expression?
Yeah. You went to dinner, too, with this girl.
Except <Yeah. laughs> once the expression makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Oh, man. I just love that he went to Tucker for help immediately, and Tucker threw him under the bus.
You remember her. You remember her.
Crunch, crunch. Backed it up over that head. All right.
Hey.
People love this. They hated Matt Gaetz, and they love to see his smite. Who could have predicted? I think I've said it many times that all of these people were going to turn out to be pedophiles. But hey, I'll have to. Do you hear that sound? Just making sure. Do you hear this like loud sound, vibrating sound coming from my location?
Yeah, what's happening?
I don't know. It's something is going on. Do you hear it?
Is there an earthquake?
What the fuck?
Do you feel it? Do you feel it vibrating?
I hope this stays in. Did he leave? Are you still here?
I guess he's investigating.
We just have a death live on air.
Shut up!
What?
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is definitely staying in.
All right, I smacked the wall and it stopped.
Oh, wow.
Satan, what are you up to?
Don't diss my boy Matt Gaetz, okay?
Wow, that was weird. That has never happened before.
Yeah, stay away from Matt Gaetz, otherwise I'll make your house shake.
Yeah, seriously. There's some demon in my basement trying to get out. All right, let's move on.
So Trump is promising to start his own social media platform for like-minded individuals. Jason Miller, his old campaign strategist, I believe, he said, I do think we're going to see Trump returning to social media in probably about 2 or 3 months here with his own platform. And this is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. And he said it would completely redefine the game.
Well, from what I hear, there are different tiers of payments. Like if you get to the highest tier, you get to direct message with President Trump. Like, oh, seriously, that's one of the it's like the highest tier. If you pay a certain amount,
they're gonna redefine grifting.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if the free speech advocates, once again, if you have any inclination to say anything bad about Trump, you will be immediately banned.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy knows no bounds.
It'll be, I mean, we don't want this to launch, obviously, but it'll be interesting to see how it goes, because they might have trouble even getting people to host this site. Because remember when Parler was taken down because Amazon, right, who has servers, they were like, we're not touching Parler anymore, sorry. So they had to go find somebody else. I don't know. It'll be messy. It'll probably crash a lot, which would be funny.
Well, I for one, am looking forward to this hilarious experiment and failure.
Me too.
Yeah, you're one of the investors, right?
Yeah, Satan? I just love watching these things come and crumble. It's kind of my thing.
Come and crumble.
Come and crumble.
Oh boy. Okay. Let's.
This episode's really hot.
Yeah, we're all still just waiting for the big climax. What do we? What else have we got going on this week?
This is funny. So, Capitol Hill rioter wore an "I was there, Washington D.C. January 6, 2021" shirt when he got arrested.
Good God.
Oh.
And then he said, I don't feel like I did anything wrong, and now I'm being locked up.
Wow. I love all the stories of them getting arrested, and there's so many. And I hope that they all go to prison for a very long time, but they don't seem to think that they're going to go to prison.
No.
Actually wore a shirt that said that.
Yeah.
When he got arrested.
He was being arrested.
He wears it every day, to be fair. He's been wearing it since then. It was like the high point of his life.
You know, he's like, before he's getting the mugshot, he's like, hey, just switch my shirts here.
Takes a selfie. Yeah, he doesn't think he did anything wrong. There was another lady, a blonde lady, who says she won't go to jail because of her blonde hair and white skin.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
she literally said that. So of course she's evil and racist, but is she right? I'm really worried, you know, given the track record of trials.
She's got a better chance than other people would.
Has anyone gone to jail for this yet?
Well, I think they're like in jail. They're in holding facilities, you know, as they await trial. Definitely. But the trials haven't been conducted yet, Death. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that happening. Oh, me help us if, like, any of these people get away with it. Seriously. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to lose my fucking mind.
Reading this white blonde girl's tweet, it sounds like she's just trying to convince herself that she's not going to jail. Like, she's trying to will it into existence. Her tweet said,
God, read the tweet.
Sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin, a great job, a great future, and I'm not going to jail. Sorry to rain on your hater parade. I did nothing wrong.
But a great job and a great future.
Right.
Oh, it's that Jenna Ryan lady. Oh, my God.
God's got my back.
Like she sounds like a villain in, like, a Matlock or Columbo episode.
She's like, I've got a great group of friends and I've DVR'd Real Housewives and I can't go to jail.
Yeah, no way.
Didn't she say at the end, God's got my back?
Did she? I just said that, but I made it up. I don't. That was.
Oh, I thought she said that. Oh,
okay. I was just reading in between the lines.
I was about to have a heart attack.
She's covered in the blood of Jesus. That's something they like to say. Covered, bathed in the blood.
Yeah. That blood is not protecting you. Sorry. And give it back, please.
Gosh, this episode. Ooh, baby.
An historic Amazon union count vote begins this week for an Alabama warehouse. Nearly 6,000 Amazon warehouse workers in Bessemer, Alabama, are deciding whether they want to form a union. This would be the biggest labor push in the online shopping giant's history.
My favorite thing about this that I didn't realize was a thing until I saw Kylie Brakeman do a video on it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
The fake Amazon worker accounts that are like, I don't want to be in a union and I love my job.
Yeah. No, exactly.
And there's so many of them.
They're astroturfing the hell out of this. It's like they've never been on Twitter. All these big corporations have no idea what they're getting into when they go on Twitter. But they made a bunch of fake accounts with stock photos. Just trying to, like, exactly, like you said.
Wait, can we play Kylie's video? I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, send it to Jesus.
I didn't realize that they're making the fake.
You didn't see that?
They're
no,
insane.
No, man. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's just.
It's so funny.
Over the last couple of days.
Good Lord. Like stock photos.
Stock photos. They just made their account March 2021. And they're like, I'm at Amazon and I don't want there to be unions.
I get to go to the bathroom a lot.
Union dues cost too much money. I've never pissed in a bottle. Exactly.
Does it still have that stamp on the photo? Like, iStock, you have to buy it before it goes away.
They're all graduation photos. Just
It is amazing how easily they get caught.
Here's Kylie's video.
Hello, my name is David from the Amazon factory. I joined Twitter yesterday and I have never had to piss in one of these. Hi, I'm Irma. I have a cardboard box in my username because I'm not being held at gunpoint to tweet. My name is Tara. My hobbies are true crime and posting about the mega corporation I work for. One thing about me is that I'm allowed to poop whenever I want, no questions asked. You don't really believe the peeing in bottles thing, do you? That is an outside rumor spread by internal emails within our company. Amazon is fun, rewarding, and challenging. One of the big challenges is figuring out which one of my many bathroom breaks I should use to go to the bathroom and which one I should use for leisure, like drinking water. Lisa, branch OAK4, amateur cooking fan, pro binge watcher, person who is allowed to piss and shit.
We got to go back to playing more clips like that. That was amazing.
Oh, my God.
And it's true. It's like internal documents.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
God.
Piss and shit.
Still killing it. So, yeah, I think we should just close out that story with that. What else is there to say? Good luck to the people there in Bessemer, Alabama. We wish you the best. Good luck. And hopefully everyone starts to unionize. And,
well, did you hear they tried to actually put cameras in the voting booths?
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah.
In Amazon? For Amazon?
In Amazon, yeah.
Good in the Amazon?
God. Isn't that pretty tight? This is a story I love.
Wow.
Insane!
Pretty freaking cool idea, if you ask me.
Yeah, what are they so afraid of?
Trying to do that.
It wasn't even like caught trying to do it. They tried to pass like a rule where they're going to put it in.
We'll just slip this in.
What I love is that they pretend on their Amazon News account like they're not against unions. They're totally cool, brah. And like, why are they trying so hard to stop it then? Satan, why did you give Jeff Bezos so much money?
Oh, come on. Look at him. Could you say no to a face like that?
Is he the sexiest bald man in the world to you?
He came to my office and he said, okay, look, Satan, baby, I've got an idea. And I said, say nothing more. I don't want you to say a fucking another word. I'm giving you all the money.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So Nike has sued Lil Nas X over the Satan shoes with the human blood. Did you see this, Satan?
Nike.
I did. Classic. This is classic big corporation trying to shut me down.
Yeah. But I mean, do you think you can actually win a lawsuit against Nike?
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
Wow. Easy, huh?
Easy.
Wow.
You know what you do? You go to Nike Pearson's house and you threaten to murder them. And then the lawsuit disappears.
Whoa. Did you say Nike Pearson, like as a person?
Yeah. Or Nike is owned by Nike Pearson.
That's what I thought.
I was a bit worried. Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Those are the drive-bys that Satan forces me to go on with him.
Mm-hmm. I get a little drunk. I go knock on Death's door.
Knocking on Death's door.
Death goes, whoa, what's up? And I say, get in the car. We're going on a drive.
We're going shopping for Nikes.
You two do hang out a lot. Yeah, I can't believe I even saw one of our own patrons was very upset about this situation, that Satan is not a joke, and that this is bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can you blame Nike, though? They didn't sign up for this.
Of course, Jesus backing big corporations.
I'm just saying, I you know, they didn't want to be involved with this. That's all.
Satan, remember when you used to go out with Saddam Hussein on South Park?
I do. I remember that all the time.
Did people get that upset over that? No. I don't remember much of an
offer. I believe that was true love, so that's why people didn't get upset.
That was the way that you sang. All right. Oh, Jesus, did you see this? Lil Nas X continues trolling conservatives, and now he's involved Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Jesus. He came for your favorite chicken spot.
That is not my favorite chicken spot. See, I tried to let go of Chick-fil-A here on the show, but then you keep bringing it back in because you like when people get mad at me. Anyway,
people never forget.
Lil Nas X said, OMG, if you roll down your window at Chick-fil-A playing Call Me By Your Name, they give you a free sandwich and a lemonade. So people have tried this. I don't know if it's worked, but I don't think the Chick-fil-A employees appreciate it.
It is very strange. The Chick-fil-A, they have excellent customer service. So it's weird how they have horrible homophobia, but excellent customer service. You know, it's so confusing. Mm-hmm.
I heard Lil Nas X said that if Call Me By Your Name becomes number one, he's going to give all of his followers a 12-pack of socks. And I like
I liked it too. Yeah.
People really want a 12-pack of Hanes socks.
Yes.
Because he said today, I saw streaming of that song went up 50%. That tweet.
Let's do it, you guys. Let's get some socks.
I'm going to start making fake promises like that to people to get them to listen to the God Pod. If you listen to the God Pod, I will send you a 12-pack of Hanes socks. Yes.
Hanes. God's brand.
Must be Hanes. Not Fruit of the Loom. Oh, maybe Fruit of the Loom.
Kirkland. Let's do Kirkland. Yeah.
That seems more like Garden of Eden-y to me. Yeah. Boy, I'm so excited for this fight. Is the Easter Bunny here yet? Shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We have...
Oh, yeah. Come on. Let's meet in the middle, baby. Come on.
All right, but I think we have a couple more stories left to talk about in the Me Dem news. What
Get
do you think,
the
Moses?
Sex stuff.
Let's make her wait.
Yeah, let it marinate.
Ooh, edging.
Edging, right. Right, exactly, I think. Is that what it is?
I'll never forget the time you taught me what edging was, Jesus. Sentences you'll only hear on the God Pod.
What?
We were not edging.
You were
together.
There. Holy
Jesus teaches God what edging is.
No, I was just
14
I
minutes.
Only on Patreon.
I used my words. Words only. No physical action.
Yeah, that's hot too.
ASMR.
I've seen those kind of videos too, yeah. The ASMR thing.
Yeah.
So, doctors rage at signs of new preventable COVID surge. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this, folks? Reckless travel, increasing hospitalizations, surging case counts. And doctors and other frontline medical workers say their own pleas for the public and elected officials to remain vigilant are falling on deaf ears.
We're basically right there on the cusp of having this taken care of on the right track. And all of a sudden people are kind of rushing out there too early, like everything's fine again. Mm-hmm. So that pretty much it's not.
The virus may never leave. Is this, let me ask you though, are these people that are rushing out there, are they kind of stupid, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. And they're impatient.
It's hard for the politicians because, you know, all people are getting vaccinated. It's hard for them to be courageous under any circumstances. Maybe at some point, it's just going to, you know, if you can get the vaccine and you haven't gotten it, because as we already know, half of Trump supporters say they don't want to get the vaccine. Maybe you're just going to get COVID. I bet Kevin COVID is really happy about this.
Kevin COVID is a little bitch.
Get him, Death. Get him.
I Next forgot week. That you hated Kevin COVID, Death.
I love how, who was it? Was it Marjorie Taylor Greene who said that the vaccine, like she calls them vaccine passports, a mark of the beast?
Right.
Why? And,
yeah.
Satan, is this true?
Look, I already gave Marjorie Taylor Greene a mark of the beast on her own. It was
The smanging.
Her and a jacuzzi in Florida.
Smank. A little bit of edging.
But no, this is not a mark of the beast. Thank you very much. A mark of the beast is not an app on your phone. It's something cool, like a tattoo of a snake or 666. Something that really shows me that you like me, you know?
So how would you feel if I got a tattoo that said 666? You would be like, you would like me then?
Oh, man. You'd be really cool. You'd be finally invited to all the barbecues that I have.
Does it have to be somewhere obvious?
Yeah.
Shit.
Look at Death. Death has one. Holy Spirit actually has one, too.
I have one on my butt. I have one on my butt.
No.
I have one on her butt, too. I keep mine there.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I don't think we should even talk about it. Let's just end it there because clearly you're all – I think the Holy Spirit –
horny.
I think, yes. The Holy Spirit –
Wait, no. Read this one. Wait, no. Sorry. This one says –
you want to read this one?
I just want to say because it doesn't – what the – it says toxic people could become a reality, scientists researching snake venom say. Who put this in here?
Oh, what? That was Moses.
Yeah, that was me.
Where did you find this? IrishExaminer.com.
I love the Irish. What do you want? I mean, they have some good stories over there.
Is this a trustworthy website?
How do we feel about the Irish, everybody? Let's go
well,
around.
I clicked on the link. They value my privacy.
Yeah, that's a good start.
It's definitely a WordPress site. So anyway,
I think after talking about the catfishing, I started to look at these sites and the Examiner and Venomous Toxic People, and, you know, it all came together.
So they're toxic people in the sense of the of the things they believe or and do mentally and like.
Oh, I didn't read it. I just like the title. I thought the title was cool.
Because this makes it sound like they're going to start spitting venom like snakes.
Right.
Yeah.
I could see it happening. I could see Marjorie Taylor Greene doing that. Like, she's already, you know, she said that Matt Gaetz, this is all a witch hunt.
You know you're good when Marjorie Taylor Greene is your biggest ally.
The irony just kills me of these QAnon people defending their own pedophiles. Anyway, on that note, it looks like the Easter Bunny is almost arrived, Jesus. I'm using her Easter app. And it says that, so you better head over there.
Yeah.
Where is the middle?
Your Uber Easter has arrived.
Where is the middle? Where was the bunny? That's a good question. We're somewhere in between heaven and earth.
Right. Limbo? You're battling in limbo.
Limbo, maybe on a satellite dish.
In Limbo, Missouri. That's the middle.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm pretty excited. Easter Bunny, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi. Yes. Thank you for using the app, God. See, people use apps.
Yeah. You're not tracking my location data, are you?
Obviously. I have all your data. Shit. I have everyone's data. What?
All right, here we are, folks. Battle of the century. Jesus Christ versus the Easter Bunny.
Are you ready, Bunny? This is not going to end well for you.
I was born to be ready. My life has been leading to this moment.
Yes.
Okay, folks at home, it looks like they're starting with guns.
Yeah, I just want to get this over with quick, so I'm going to...
They both went for the guns first.
Yeah.
And I have a big rifle.
Hot.
Ooh, that will take a while to reload. I've got an AR-15, baby, just like the humans use. Take that! Take that!
Okay, clearly they're both terrible at shooting guns because they're not hitting anything.
This is making me uncomfortable.
I don't think Jesus has ever touched a gun before, and the Easter Bunny's gun is as big as she is. They're just shooting wildly. Oh, no, it looks like some of my angels are getting hit in the crossfire. Damn it! All right, it looks like they've run out of ammo. They're going towards the swords now.
Yeah, let's do this old school.
Yeah, I was an EP on Game of Thrones. I was on that set. I know how to use a sword.
Cool, well, I play Legend of Zelda, so I know how to use a sword, too.
Okay, all right. It's clear they don't know what they're doing here either. They're just slapping swords.
This is sexy.
Just put the weapons down and fight like honorable fictional entities. Jeez.
All right. Classic fist
fight.
Okay. I've got arms. You've got...
I've got paws, and they pack a lot of punch.
Right.
She's got teeth, Jesus. Watch out.
Oh, shit.
Okay, it looks like they're doing the fist fight now. They're dancing around each other like boxers.
I'm giving you a choice. You either admit that Easter is about me, or I'll make you eat me in a stale bread form.
Ooh.
Not this year.
Okay. All right. Let's do this.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Whoa. Jesus draws first blood. By which I mean Jesus is bleeding already. His Easter bunny just landed a vicious uppercut.
Oh. I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight.
Come on!
Stop
it!
Stop!
You little pussy!
No! You dirty motherfucker!
Whoa! After several vicious blows from the Easter Bunny, Jesus just did a triple somersault. Okay, now Jesus has grabbed the Easter Bunny by her big floppy ears, and now he's swinging her around his head. And he's thrown her to the ground.
This is unholy. This is unholy.
Damn it, boy. Get it done. And just like that, the Easter Bunny has bounced off and punched Jesus in the face several times. Jesus is back on the ground.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a minute. Easter's about me.
Okay, wait. It looks like in a show of sportsmanship and pity, the Easter Bunny is going to help Jesus up.
I told you, never gonna happen.
Whoa! Easter Bunny has taken Jesus' robe tie, and now she's wrapped it around his neck and is choking him. Hot.
Who owns Easter now, bitch?
Say my name!
Say it!
Never!
Whoa, Jesus slid out of the chokehold. And now he's dancing around, buying time. And now Easter Bunny is throwing really sharp eggshells at Jesus. They're like ninja throwing stars. Okay, Jesus is bruised and bleeding pretty badly now. It's looking bad, Jesus. He's on the ropes. This fight may be almost over, folks. But wait, what is this? Jesus is preparing to do his signature move. He's spread his arms out like he's on the cross. And he's rising up in the air and... Oh, no! Easter Bunny is bitten down hard into Jesus' neck. Oh, there's blood spurting everywhere. Kill Bill style. Me damn.
Yeah, I'm the Easter Bunny, you bitch.
Jesus is dead. Holy shit. Jesus died on Good Friday again. Okay, I guess let's talk to the winner of the fight.
Woo! Yeah!
Congrats, Easter Bunny. You look pretty fierce out there.
Don't mess with the champ. Who's got projected earnings on the way?
I guess you're going to be replacing Jesus on the pod, so congrats on that, too. You know, I like winners. And I guess Easter's about big chocolate now.
It's going to be $666 an hour. God, we talked about that, right? You're going to have to sign an NDA.
I'm not so sure about that tattoo.
Well, I got to say, as a bystander, that went exactly how I thought it would go.
you turned, motherfucker.
That's exactly what I wanted to happen. It was great. Me and Holy Spirit and Moses were just hanging out here, and that was a blast and a half.
That was hot, yeah.
That was hot and heavy.
It was action-packed.
There's a reason why we were quiet.
Yeah.
I was waiting for like a jerkmate.com sound effect to come in. There were a lot of noises there that... did a lot
when
for me.
Easter Bunny said say my name bitch let's just say I was hoping to come and crumble right there, you know?
Slapping swords, choking, it was all over the place.
Had everything. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that. It was lovely.
Jesus got killed on Good Friday again, and it was almost as bloody as the original Good Friday.
Almost.
The God's honest truth, is Easter more about Jesus and religion or the Easter Bunny and chocolate? Well, it's whatever the fuck you want it to be. Want to just sit around and watch TV? Then that can be Easter for you too. Listen, this shit is all made up anyway. So just try and enjoy the nice spring weather. The Lord has spoken.
Wow. Anybody want to go get pizza after that?
Pizza sounds fun!
Thank you for listening to the God Pod. If you enjoyed this episode, give us 5 stars. And thank you to our patrons. We love you, heathens.
The God Pod is made possible by listeners like you. If you support our anti-extremism, anti-cult, pro-sanity cause, join our Patreon. You'll gain an extra 90 minutes a week of the God Pod. Join today at patreon.com/thegodpod. Thanks, humans.
Father, why? Oh, I'll be back. 3 days, I'll be back. Oh.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand-ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree